Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
But the top story, and one we were unable to really dive into during the game because so many moving pieces, but the Jimmy Butler journey has ended with Miami. Butler has been traded to the Golden State Warriors. The details will get flushed out overnight, and we'll find out exactly who is staying and who is going. But we know Jimmy Butler, his time in Miami has ended. He is on his way to the Golden State Warriors. I just want to say this about Butler. History and time will pass on. He will go down as one of the great players in franchise history, but it was a difficult, sad, and sort of ugly ending. But it's over now, yeah. John. And that clarity, I think it's good for everybody.
I think the clarity is important as a former player, the perspective. You feel like, okay, now we can move forward. He's not coming back. And there's the ability now, understanding, hey, these are the players that we have, and coaching staff is going to embrace us, and we're going to, you know, continue as a group. There's a nice youthful feel. There's an exuberance with guys like Khalil Ware coming into the mix, and you see sort of a reinvigoration, I think, of Bam Adebayo, who's now moved to the four spot, and he's playing his best basketball right now with Khalil. And I think it's exciting right now what could potentially transpire with this group.
It does have an uplifting feel. These final 33 games of season number 37 should be a fun ride, and we're glad you're along with us.
Oh, we say good morning. It happened. Oh, it happened last night. It sure did. And, man, I just happened to check right before good old early morning bedtime that I hit it last night. And Jimmy Butler going to Golden State. All of a sudden, Golden State was okay. Jimmy made out. Don't feel too bad for him. He got his money. He declines his player option, and he will get, besides the money this year, another 2 years from Golden State, $111 million contract, and then he'll fight and probably get a lot of his money back from all the suspensions from Pat Riley and the Heat. And Andrew Wiggins, who we talked about, it's no secret, he was one of those names. They weren't going to give up Kuminga, who Golden State said we can't get rid of, we think, his upside. And he has shown signs, if you've watched Golden State basketball, of being a real good one. He's injured right now, but Andrew Wiggins, 17.5 points, been there for the championship teams, and he's been a good player, good two-way player, really good, and I'm guessing he'll slide into that starting position, starting lineup, and we'll see how that goes. Also, Kyle Anderson, a first-round pick, and good old tough, hard-nosed 39-year-old P.J. Tucker will also be coming back to Miami, and Josh Richardson will be going to Detroit. There was all kinds of different teams, and it was firing from all over the place to get these deals done, And I got to tell you, the trade deadline in general, before we get into all the Jimmy Butler stuff and what he's going to look like with what they're calling the new big three of Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler, I don't know, man. That doesn't really sound like a big three to me. It really, we've seen big threes. Some work and some don't. We had one down here that worked. That doesn't really do it for me. So we'll see. By the way, all those guys up in age, too. Steph Curry, Draymond, and Jimmy. Hell, Steph Curry's older than Jimmy Butler. And so we'll see what happens. By the way, last night also, Lakers quietly pulled off another one with getting a center and from Charlotte. And a pretty good player. Not that I watch a lot of Charlotte basketball, but Mark Williams, 7-footer. About 16 points and almost 10 rebounds a night. The Lakers get him, so they get a big to go with the other guys they have on that team. So and Brandon Ingram, who's been a really good player in New Orleans, goes to Toronto. That thing's a mess, by the way. Toronto has not had great luck because of Zion and the injury. I think thrown that whole thing off. So it's a it's going to be a fun run, as you just heard Eric Reed talking about. Listen, they were right. Jimmy did some good things. I got to tell you, though, what he pulled was complete bull crap. It really was. You heard a lot of the comments outside of Jovich, who apparently he's a puppy dog and has been with Jimmy and looks up to Jimmy, and it's great. You know, I'm sure Jimmy helped him with his game because Jovich has become a really good player off the bench, and he was really good again last night. Had 23 points off the bench, probably will continue that role. And so the Heat get a win last night, 108-101, which nobody's really going to be talking about. They're in a sixth spot, by the way. The East is down a little bit at the bottom there. 25-24. In a sixth spot, have Brooklyn coming up, and before coming back home, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, maybe Boston when they get back home. So there's going to be a lot to talk about. We'll see what Jimmy Butler, who hasn't played in weeks, you know, and they're counting on him. I listened to Steve Kerr talking about, man, we're getting this guy and what he does in the playoffs, And we know what a winner he is, and there are a lot of teams probably felt that way, and we'll see. And again, he got his money. They're crazy about their basketball and what they've built because of all the championships out there that they've had. And so Jimmy Butler will be going out there. 2-year, $111 million guarantee contract over the next 2 years. Not this year, but the following two. So Jimmy got what he wanted. He didn't go to the team he wanted to, but I don't think he really cared as long as he got his money. And he didn't want to end up here. And let's be honest, they didn't want him here. He absolutely torched. He didn't burn the bridge. He torched the bridge. He blew that friggin' thing up. He went to the military and got some real powerful stuff, and he just blew it up, man. That thing was gone. And so it's good that we're not sitting here talking about, are we going to be able to trade Jimmy by 3 o'clock today? It's done. Goodbye.
Well, yesterday was a weird day, right? Because for a little while there, I thought Kevin Durant was coming here because they teased us with that
one.
Yeah,
they
did. I thought, all right, maybe we're getting another star back. I think Andrew Wiggins is a good player. You know, I know we're getting a draft pick out of it.
We were just talking 2 days ago, Woody, about, are we going to be able to just get rid of this
guy?
Yeah,
I know.
So now we can't turn around and go, wow, we only got a first-round pick and
you know what, though,
Wiggins.
Joe? It just reinforces the flaws of that league and the fact that you can act that way. You can quit on your team. You can get suspended 3 different times
right.
For acting like an ass, and you get everything you wanted, man. They rewarded that guy for quitting on his teammates and getting suspended with a $121 million contract. It's a slap in the face to everyone. It's a slap in the face to the fans that watch that crap league. It's just, again, very, very disappointing that they continue to reinforce this stuff. And good luck dealing with athletes in future generations, because this stuff is going to trickle down in a bad, bad way, man.
You could be right as far as I hope other guys that are really good players, You know, there is a way to do it. We saw a guy 10 years younger that got traded to San Antonio. He did it the right way. He played. He made it clear he wanted out. He traded him. Matter of fact, he had a good game last night for San Antonio. But
guys have been doing this in the league for a long time, man.
But I got to tell you, it's one thing to want out, and guys want out, and they don't want to play. And a lot of time, it goes back to the money, or it's really bad teams guys don't want to be part of, or we've seen a lot of it. You're not considering it a really top-notch NBA city. We've seen that with guys that end up in Sacramento and Utah and that. And they say, I'm not going to re-sign, so you might want to trade me because I'm definitely not coming back, even though you can give me more money. But this guy, he showed no class. He didn't. I've lost, not that he cares, but probably like a lot of Heat fans, lost a lot of respect for the way he handled this thing. But he did get his money, man. So at the end of the day, he's going to say, I'm looking out for my family, man. I'm looking out for my family. And I got what I wanted. I'm gonna get that 2-year extension that I wanted, plus the money this year. So Jimmy, and not to mention, and I know people were like, don't feel sorry for Jimmy. He's already made a few hundred million dollars as a basketball player, which he has, and has made a lot of money. He gave him a new contract here. We forget about that. He was just going for another one, trying to get another one in here.
Well, we just got to figure out. I know you follow that team. We got to figure out who really follows that team closely, because I want to know, as soon as you know Jimmy and Draymond Green get into a fist fight in practice. I'm certainly intrigued by that. As soon as that happens, what do you think? A week, 2 weeks? What do you think? When he's got to fake his first injury first, right?
I don't know. I don't know if he'll go out. He got his money, and he'll just he can let it go now. I'm like everybody else. I am curious to see what Jimmy Butler, of all teams, he goes to the team I grew up watching and going to games to see. But I am curious to see how that works with Draymond's not a scorer and misses a lot of games. There's going to be a lot of nights, and Steph Curry doesn't play back-to-back games unless that's going to change down the stretch, because their record's just about the same as the Miami Heat record right now, and out west that doesn't do much for you.
They're stuck with that guy for another 2 years.
Yeah,
what are they gonna
do? Hey man,
do?
he may show up and you know and not stand and be a statue over in the corner and just throw to the other guys, and he's got a couple other guys that's resumes and play the game. Draymond, you know, believes in defense and defending, and so does he. So I'm
screw Draymond. I mean, he's playing with one of the best players in history, man.
See what it looks like.
He better
like.
Not screw up Steph Curry. I mean, I'd be a big Steph fan. He better not screw that guy up.
I wouldn't worry about anything's going to mess up. Steph Curry's a little bit bigger in this game.
Yeah, this is the most toxic player he's ever played with.
And I will just tell you, Steph Curry is not going to let this guy, whose resume has nothing in common with him, when you talk about great players.
No.
Steph Curry will be just fine. Steph Curry will be just fine in this thing. I think we're all kind of curious, man, to see what all the moves that were made, and the Lakers, their team's going to look completely different here in a couple of days when they get their line. Yeah, I'm kind of curious, like a lot of people. By the way, there might be more deals today. I mean, we still got all day here before somebody else tried to look to see what the Lakers have done and Golden State's done, and what is Phoenix going to do? I mean, last night they just got hammered. I know Kevin Durant didn't play last night, but OKC just absolutely destroyed them last night.
This Heat lineup's going to be very competitive, man. I mean, you look at the Eastern Conference, and I there's a few teams on top that are tough, but I like this. You add Andrew Wiggins into that thing, and he can score, he can defend.
He can.
I assume he's going to start.
You got to start.
Yeah, I would think.
He's earned that right at age 29.
Yeah.
Plays a lot of games.
So you throw him in the starting lineup, and then you know your bench just gets stronger. I think this team will be very competitive.
I am really curious to see.
And they're young too, man, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Right?
And you know, what they have with Wiggins joining that group and playing with that big lineup now,
Big lineup's interesting, right?
Ware
and Bam at the four.
I just think Heat fans ought to be pumped up. They should be. And if you like Jimmy, but listen, man, if you love Jimmy Butler, and occasionally I still see, oh man, we screwed it up on Jimmy. This is on Pat Riley. No,
a lot of people have said that.
Yes,
people are supposed to look. People like Jimmy for what he did down here. I like Jimmy. He did a lot down here. It ended brutally.
I got to tell you.
I thought Eric Reed, you know, to start off the show, I thought Eric Reed said it the best, right?
Yeah, he did a lot of great things.
And I'm guessing, you know,
he's going to go as one of the...
I still believe he will come back here at some point in time.
Probably will. I agree, and I agree with you.
Like they always do.
Yeah, they'll go, you're one of the great players. You never won it, but either did.
You got damn close.
Either Timmy Hardaway didn't get a win here with he and Alonzo's teams together. They didn't win at all either. But so I get it. I get that part, but that's not for today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Hello, Tobin.
How are you?
I'm on the road to recovery.
Wow.
Post Jimmy.
It is post Jimmy. We are in the post Jimmy era now.
It was a traumatic ending to a lovely relationship.
Yes.
I'm more than sure. At some point in the future, we can be friends, but not now.
No. Right now, we need space. Space and time. Right. Space and time. Right. We have until March 25th when they return. For right now.
And then, had to fight for them ribs this morning.
Oh.
I was at the, I was at the store at like 7:30.
Jeez, how about that?
The line was ridiculous.
Yeah, it is officially over. The Jimmy Butler trade goes down last night at around the second quarter. We'll get to your headlines here, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the T1, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Frog Boy is out today. We got Steven Gonzalez here producing the program. Hello, Steven. How are you?
What's up, Ben? Doing good.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You produced the Heat broadcast last night, or you were on the broadcast last night?
Yep.
What was the hubbub around the broadcast when this was all going down?
Well, I mean, we found out like right before halftime that Jimmy was gone. I didn't think it would happen during the game. Just made a lot of sense to postpone that to after the game, but hey, it happened, and it was pretty awesome to see fans interacting with the players on the bench.
Yeah, that was. Did you see that, Leroy? They learned about the Jimmy Butler trade from somebody in the front row: Kevin Love, Tyler Hero, and Jaime Jaquez. They were all like, "Hey, Jimmy got traded." Jaquez looked nervous. You know, what did he get traded with?
And that's why you have to announce it when it happens, because even if the Heat wanted to wait, the news got out there.
Well, I think the big tell of it, honestly, was the Warriors. There was reports coming out of Golden State that they had started to be like warming up on the court, you know, doing their pregame warm-ups. And then, you know, when you go to a basketball game and you cover, there's a certain amount of time the media is allowed to be in the locker room before the game to talk to players. And apparently that had closed off, and all players who were warming up were pulled off the court, and everybody was like, oh, something's happening. And then minutes later, we get the Shams bomb. He is sent to the Golden State Warriors. Andrew Wiggins, a first-round pick. Dennis Schroeder, who then got routed to Utah for P.J. Tucker. And Kyle Anderson.
Hey, hold on. P.J. Tucker's still playing basketball?
He hasn't been playing basketball in a year and a half.
He
was on the outs with the Clippers. He also had a Jimmy Butler situation where he fell out of the rotation, but they didn't have a disgruntled P.J. Tucker around. They just told him to go home. And then he was on Utah, but I don't believe he played for Utah either. I don't think. I mean, I'm not watching every Jazz game, but I think that was the same deal. Like, just wait until we find a trade for you. So, yeah, P.J. Tucker's back. P.J. Tucker is back. And the Heat, for the first time in a long time, they actually acquired a first-round pick, which I can't remember the last time that happened.
The funniest thing is all the trade talks that you were having for the last month all had the Heat sending a first-round pick somewhere.
Right.
Because that's what they do.
That's what they do. They just send assets out, and we're like, all right, what do we got here? You know, like, they're always kind of scrounging around. They're like, can I pay you in crypto? Like, what could I, you know, like, when they're trying to finagle these trades. No, the Heat got assets. They got a good player. I mean, they, you know, it's not somebody I'm not making whale sounds for, but he does fit. I mean, Andrew Wiggins does fit. He's an excellent defender.
Defense, wing player,
good shooter. Yeah, like, he fills
18.
Fills a lot of needs. Fills a lot of needs. So I think all things considered, they came out okay. I know it's a little bit deflating because people had like Kevin Durant dreams in the middle of yesterday, and you have Windhorst, who was on ESPN.
Well, Kevin Durant nixed that, didn't he?
Well, here's what happened. So apparently the Warriors were in on Kevin Durant. This is what the breakdown was of the behind the scenes. The Warriors wanted Kevin Durant. They apparently were trying to get Kevin Durant or convince Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant was having talks with Steph Curry, and Steph Curry was like, I don't know, it's kind of frosty, dude. I don't know what to tell you. So yesterday it was like, hey, Warriors Kevin Durant is dead. In the background of that, though, apparently the Heat, Suns, and Warriors were all talking about a three-team deal that essentially would have landed Jimmy in Phoenix without Kevin Durant going to the Warriors, and the Heat getting Andrew Wiggins and stuff, right? And maybe the Warriors would have, or maybe the Suns would have ended other stuff. I think Windhorst has said that they would have ended up also with Kuminga. But Kevin Durant basically told him, I don't want to go to Golden State. Then there was like, I'd say a 45-minute window, at least in Rumorville. I don't know how long it was going on in the background, where it felt like the Heat were talking to the Warriors and the Suns, and were like touching, putting their toes in the water on the Kevin Durant thing, but they probably would have had to give up a whole heap along with Jimmy Butler, young guys, maybe Jovic or Ware. They could have also had to do a separate deal where they would have had to do like Royce O'Neal and give up other stuff. And, you know, ultimately they decided against it, and they decided we're going to go back to the Warriors. From what ESPN reports, apparently Jimmy, after realizing Bradley Beal wasn't going anywhere, has had talks with the Warriors a couple times this week, because as soon as he gets there, what do you know? Signs his extension, 2 years, $120 million. So he gets his bag, and they negotiated with him. They pulled the trigger on the deal, and this whole nightmare has come to an end.
I gotta tell you, I think it's the beginning and the end.
For him?
For the Warriors.
Oh, for the Warriors.
Because I just don't – the hardest part of for me in this whole ordeal was the fact that Bubble Guts, ankle twist,
yep,
out. And that leads me to believe one of two things. That you need to be 100% to play. And in the last year and a half, what you were getting – out of Jimmy wasn't what we got the first 3 years. He was picking and choosing what games to be aggressive or not. And if you're going to have a star in your team, that dude needs to be the alpha all the time. And they try to hide it and they say, oh, he makes winning plays. Well, scoring wins games. And if you look around the league, everybody has at least one or two of those guys,
mm-hmm,
pure scorers that can get you a bucket. Right? Jimmy can score, right? But he's not a scorer. He's not a, you know, dominant scorer. He can get 50 every now and then, but he's not that guy that's going to average 25 to 30 on a nightly basis, kind of like what Tyler's doing. Tyler's taking the reins of that, mm-hmm, and he's going to be the aggressor while facilitating and letting everybody else eat, but he's going to be, you know, that guy.
Yeah.
And I think that's the part of it that I don't know if he can do it anymore. I don't know. And so I always had a little caution, or I was a little cautious about adding another year to that, with especially his recent behavior.
Yeah, especially with the recent behavior. And I think that it probably scared off something. It scared off the Warriors basically up until the Warriors got desperate. You know?
They had no other option.
They had no other option. They tried the KD route. It didn't work. They were supposedly calling in on everybody. Zion Williamson. They were. I mean, I think the term has been used. What do the kids say? They were thirsty. Like they were going around.
Hey, by the way.
What?
Mm-mm. Don't.
That's what they say. No, the kids don't say that?
No. Dude.
Steven?
I mean, yeah, I've heard that.
The kids do say that.
Yeah, it's not something I would use.
No, but damn kid, you a grown-ass man with two kids.
The kid, they said the Warriors were acting thirsty.
Hold on. If Tommy Sophia came home,
yeah,
and said, yeah, I got to get mine. I'm thirsty. You know what you're going to say?
You want a juice box?
Get the ass out of that school. What you been doing? Right? You ain't going to say, yeah, that's what the kids are saying right now.
I think they will get, like, what I still don't know. I mean, because, look, Draymond, this is a young man's league. Like, I'm watching last night, right? And I'm watching Kevin Love. Yeah. There was a point where Kevin Love, Kyle Lowry, Eric Gordon, and Paul George are out there. And I'm like, yeesh, this would have been amazing in 2014.
They just lean on each other?
Yeah, dude. And I'm like, you're watching Maxi and Hero and Jovic and Bam. They're all flying around. And I'm
used to think Maxi was a looter in a riot. But,
No, although
he can play. Although, oh, my goodness.
Pella did a good job on him last night.
Yeah.
Pella did a good job. Made life tough.
Pella was a game changer late in the game.
He was. He was.
He hit that three, too, that
yep.
really yep. kind of sealed the deal.
He was.
He's taking those Jaime minutes.
He is, especially
Jaime's building a brick house. So I could really understand why his head was on a swivel when they start talking about trades.
I do feel like Jimmy Butler, though, at the end, like, does he, like, look, his end game got to where he wanted to go. He got his bag, you know.
Yeah, but
so
lost $5 million in the process.
Yeah, but like, do you think that'll get made up somewhere on anything? Because I think he actually ended up, I mean, I know California taxes, but I think he ended up with more on the extension than even that he could have given him.
But here's the deal. Here's what's crazy about all that. $5 million is $5 million. $4 sure. million is $4
million. Mm-hmm.
You don't make it up, right?
Unless
you gave it away to start.
Yeah, it's stuck in escrow. Even if you get it back in a year, it's still stuck right now. You don't get it right now.
You know what? I'm going to have a hard time believing that the league is going to reward a player for this behavior.
Agreed. I think that's going to be a tough one for him.
Right.
I think it'll be a tough one for him. But yeah, it's over. I mean, like, look, I think the Heat, all things considered, I think they did okay. This is now out of their, it's out of their atmosphere.
They got another player and they got rid of the problems.
Yeah.
That they were dealing with on a nightly basis.
They were staring.
And Andrew Wiggins is not a, you know, bad player, even though, wasn't it LeBron didn't want to play with him?
Well, he was drafted number one with Cleveland, so he was the piece right. that got – it's funny because he's the piece that got them Kevin Love, and now Kevin Love and him are on the same team. Right. It wasn't – like, there was a lot of funny twists on stuff last night. Like, Jimmy Butler and Jay Rich both got traded in the same deal. They were originally traded for each other, and then you had Kevin Love – is now on the same team as Andrew Wiggins, a guy that he was traded for back in Cleveland. And the thing with Wiggins is, like, yes, he is not Jimmy Butler, especially in personality. I mean, like, that was the whole thing back with them in Minnesota. It was probably they were so as opposite as it gets. But make no mistake about it, and I'm not saying he's raising the Heat to a contender, but this dude was the second best player and at times the best player on a Warriors team that won the championship in 22.
That's why he got his money.
Yeah. He was really, really good. And, you know, was dealing, I guess, with some personal stuff last year that that kind of derailed his season. But great point of attack defender, which is probably the biggest need on this team right now.
Right.
And is a decent shooter. So I think he's going to fit in seamlessly. And I'm, you know, I'm excited. It's always interesting.
Is he 30?
I think he's 29, going to be 30, yeah. I don't know when he turns 30.
Think about what you've also done. You've gotten a lot younger and more athletic probably.
Mm-hmm.
So I see Spo, no offensive sets. Run.
Yeah.
Run.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It is Super Bowl week, and we have representation in New Orleans, but more importantly, just like that, the Jimmy Butler era is over in Miami. He was not, as a matter of fact, the heir apparent to Dwayne Wade, which many of us thought he was going to be, that he would be a guy who represents Heat DNA and Heat culture so well that he would be the next in line to the throne. Dwayne Wade, who played for two other teams before he came back to Miami and is now part of an ownership group of another team, is still considered the icon of Miami Heat basketball. And he's got the statue out front. And a lot of us, me included, thought Jimmy Butler was next in line to that throne. And obviously he was not. So I don't think we'll see a Jimmy Butler statue in front of the arena anytime soon. Crowder's in New Orleans today. Our friend Josh Appel is spending his final day in New Orleans on Radio Row, and he'll join us officially in the 3 o'clock hour. But Josh is standing by right now. Yesterday, we had a lot of connectivity problems and you were coming in and out. And then finally we said, you know what? just go to Cafe Du Monde and get a beignet and eat it on the air. And he did, kind of. He went to a Cafe Du Monde in a mall, which is not a real one. And he took Kyle along with him, which was delightful. And here comes Crowder. He's got no connectivity issues from his Airbnb.
No, I'm good to go.
Are you good to go? You sound like you're sleepy. That's, are you sure you're good to go? When you
I'm
say
good to go.
Good
I'm
to
better
go,
than the Pell.
Well, here's the thing with the Pell. I'm going to send him. I'm going to give the listeners. So now, instead of connecting over your computer and microphone, you're now on a cell phone, right? Your iPhone?
Yeah, I'm on my iPhone, my AirPods, which I know is your favorite way to connect for the show.
Yeah, you don't sound bad. But here's what I thought, Crowder, before we started talking Jimmy Butler. Brendan Tobin is going to hop on with us. I was at the radio station today for a morning meeting, and I started talking with Tobin about Jimmy Butler. And I was like, you know what? Why don't you come on the show? And I know that we always have people to come on, but Tobin knows this stuff inside and out. But I figured Appel, since he's got another 55 minutes before he really joins us, text in what you want us to do with him. Listeners, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. What should we do with Josh Appel? Should we have him do some live reports on Radio Row over the phone? Should we send him out again? Should we send him to the fan experience? Like, what should we do, Crowder?
Send him to Drago's.
You want to go to Drago's and have oysters?
I've literally had Drago's for dinner three consecutive nights. I'm not even kidding. Three consecutive nights.
Yeah, go hang out with the locals at Drago's, Appel.
Listen, go to Justine's and get the little Jim. What is it? It's like it's a salad with oysters on top. It was delicious.
Wait, so you ended up at Justine last night?
You know, we pulled a face card.
How did you do that? Look at you. That place is booked till the 12th.
Yeah, well, Asia finagled it, and I pulled the face card, and you know, saying we'll get some juice.
Was it just the two of you, or did you have to call in someone with even greater celebrity to help you get that table?
I told him I know Master P. I might have said three times.
I may have intimated that I'm Master P.
I might have said three times, but yeah, you know, whatever it takes to get a dinner.
All right. Well, Appel, stand by, and we'll come back to you at 3 o'clock, but keep an eye on the text line, and we'll see what people suggest we do with you.
Now, I'm just saying, through 8 minutes, this connection is pretty good. We can do this if we want to do it this way. I'm just saying.
Right. It just doesn't sound great, I'll be honest with you. I mean, you're you know, on a phone.
Do you want me to walk? I could also walk around like the pit in Radio Row and just, so who the here's this guy? Here's that guy. Maybe grab somebody, give him my
I love that stuff. I love the Radio Row tours. Have you gone through Radio Row yet, Crowder?
No. Somebody asked me last night, am I coming to Radio Row tomorrow? And I was like, no. But Josh, I would love to see you touch people.
Mm.
Like you walk around, you set your phone up, and you just go up and touch somebody important. I like that.
Put your hand on them.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to do that, Appel?
Just literally touch them on the shoulder or something?
Just grab their shoulder, rub it, you know.
Seems like maybe that's what he's asking.
Maybe a cheek kiss if you can get away with it.
Kind of the way Drake did with Nick Nurse during those the postseason. Yeah.
I might be able to pull it off depending on who it is.
All right. Fair enough.
Walking up to, I don't know, Nate Tice and putting my hand on his shoulder. I don't know if I want to do that. But right, Gary Vee is here. I'll do it to Gary Vee.
We'll check in with Appel later on. It happens to be a good connection, but let's see what the texters suggest for you. 305-567-0560. What should we do with Josh Appel? Bye, Josh.
Bye. Over.
All right.
Over.
All right. There goes Josh Appel. We'll reconnect with him in a bit. Solana is unfortunately at a funeral today. So Dan Day is here. Jimmy is here. This is what Bleacher Report writes about Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's time in Miami was special. This was their tweet. First NBA Finals appearance since the LeBron era. first number eight seed to reach an NBA Finals since 1999, led Miami as the first play-in team to make an NBA Finals, led Miami to three conference finals in four seasons, and went to the second NBA Finals within four seasons. Hmm. Not a bad resume, man. I mean, we can talk about how he went out and how the relationship is right now, but for four legit seasons, that is not a bad resume. And now we just lost Crowder's connection from New Orleans. We'll get him reconnected here in a second. That is not a bad resume at all from Jimmy Butler. And again, we can discuss and we'll discuss the exit and, you know, what the future might hold for the Heat and Jimmy Butler and what happens when Golden State comes down here for their first matchup. But I really do think if you can take yourself out of, and I know it's difficult, but if you can take yourself out of the last couple months when relationships started to get frayed and when everything started to blow up, if you can take yourself out of that, and I know it's difficult right now, but if you can remove the thought of him dogging it in the corner for a couple of games, his tenure in Miami was spectacular. It just was. I mean, they didn't win an NBA Finals. I get that. But the notion of a guy like Jimmy Butler, he's not Kevin Durant. He's not Giannis. The notion of Jimmy Butler coming in and going to three conference finals games in four seasons, two NBA Finals in four seasons, it's pretty damn impressive. So I know nobody wants to really talk about that, but if you look at the Jimmy Butler era in totality, I think he over-delivered. He went out small. I've been clear about that last month for sure. He went out small. But man, I feel like in totality, Jimmy Butler over-delivered on his Miami Heat experience. Does it all get washed away because of the exit? Maybe. For some people, I wouldn't blame you. You say, I never want to hear that guy's name again. I get it. But if I do look at it as a whole, I kind of feel like his Miami Heat experience over-delivered. He did more than he probably, than many people thought that he could. And so that, when it was good, it was good. When it was bad, it was bad. But Jimmy Butler is gone. By the way, Barry Jackson pointed out on Twitter, as we and others reported, the Heat wanted Kevin Durant, but had a line it wouldn't cross. Brian Windhorst just reported now that when Miami asked for Durant, the Suns made a massive request, picks and young players. Suns now taking calls on Durant from others who might be more willing to give up the farm. So there was, we talked about it most of the show yesterday, there was a legit interest in getting Kevin Durant here in a Miami Heat uniform, but the asking price, understandably, was just too much, more than the Heat wanted to go with Kevin Durant. All right, we're going to try to get reconnected with Crowder. We'll get some headlines here from Dan Day, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
PJ Tucker didn't play basketball for about a year and a half, and he has now been traded three times this week. He was with the Heat for a cup of coffee, and now he is a Toronto Raptor, as the Heat will get Davion Mitchell from Toronto.
Yeah, so PJ Tucker got welcomed back, and then he hit the bricks. His second tenure with the Heat. What did everyone think about his second tenure with the Heat? Texted it. No, it was
like Jimmy.
Appel was at Cafe Du Monde longer yesterday than PJ Tucker was a member of the Miami Heat a second time.
The trade deadline is at 3 o'clock, so we got about 45 more minutes to be on edge. 3 o'clock Eastern. Jimmy looked at me crazy.
Yeah, I'm watching it. I'm watching it on ESPN. Udonis Haslam is part of their crew. That's keeping an eye on it. And obviously, I'm watching Shams on Twitter. Obviously, our big
transaction happened last night, but there is a lot of activity still in the NBA.
Hey,
he's back. We thought you hit the bricks like PJ Tucker.
I'll go with Appel on this one, where the Wi-Fi down here is trash.
Were you in the CBD?
Well, it's just everyone's there. Everyone's in New Orleans.
I'm using the internet.
This is what happens when everyone in the world goes to one place.
But you should be ready for it, shouldn't you? I don't want to question the New Orleans infrastructure, but this is ridiculous.
Or you should.
Uh-oh. Hawk's freezing up now.
Me?
Hawk, you just froze up and you're in Boca.
Then I bet it's Dan's computer, because that's happened before. Tell him, Jimmy. Sometimes the radio station computer freezes up at the beginning of the show, and it's not our connection.
Oh, well, maybe it is you.
I literally just said to you, tell him what happens when the computer freezes up, and you did the opposite.
Jimmy, have you ever made a decision in your life?
Well, it does happen, Dan. Seriously.
Okay, so it's me. I got it.
I'm just saying, Jimmy, you're the guy who's there constantly. Dan's like, so you can let him know, hey, sometimes there's a problem with the master computer in the studio and everybody ends up being choppy. But you didn't, you know, I need you to problem solve, Jimmy. Be part of the solution, will you?
Sure.
There you go.
Even that.
That's reassuring.
It couldn't get a quick, I want to be part of the solution. Like, you, did you have to think about whether you wanted to be part of the solution?
No.
All right.
Did you guys hear like Steph Curry last night? Like, yeah, really excited that Jimmy Butler is gonna be here soon.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think Jimmy made many fans across the league of his.
No.
Based on
no.
the last few weeks, I don't think people looked on that very like, oh wow, I like the way I like I'll take that track if it ever comes that way for me.
Hawk, you said it, the little. I love the word little. It make this the whole situation make Jimmy look little.
Yep.
Panthers look for a big win tonight in St. Louis as they take on the Blues. The puck drop will be at 8 o'clock right here at 560 WQAM.
Yes, sir.
Excited about that?
I am.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo had a 40th birthday yesterday, and to celebrate, he claimed that he was the greatest soccer player in the world and that the Saudi league that he plays in is way better than MLS. Javier Mascherano, our new coach, said he has the right.
On that. I don't know anything about anything.
You know Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, but I don't know where he ranks in the pantheon of greatest soccer players ever, and I certainly know nothing about the Saudi league versus MLS.
Hey, man, I got to go with Pele. He's black.
I'll go with Pele.
Okay, let's go with him.
Jimmy, Pele?
Pele.
Oh, there you go. got a certainty out of Jimmy right there. Very excited about that.
Not Jimmy Butler.
Not Jimmy Butler.
He's 78th best player of all time.
He signed a two-year 161. Was that... Yeah, $162 million contract with the Golden State Warriors?
No, I don't think it was that much. I thought it was like 2 years, $100 million, something like that. I thought it was like $50 million a season on the extension.
Someone showed me a clip at the bar last night, so I wasn't in the best state of mind to get those numbers right, probably.
Understood.
All right, let's go to weather from the Nemesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accent and attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is in the high 70s and mostly cloudy skies throughout South Florida, but no real chance of rain.
So Andrew Wiggins becomes the real star acquisition from the Jimmy Butler trade, and Jimmy Butler no longer with the Miami Heat. Says Shams Charania last night, Warriors star Jimmy Butler has agreed to a new two-year, $121 million extension. So there you go. He got his money. Didn't end up in the exact location that he wanted. It'll be very interesting to see what goes on in Golden State with Jimmy Butler. In fact, Brendan Tobin is going to join us in the next segment, and we can get Tobe's takes on what he thinks since last night's blockbuster announcement.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yo, NBA, man. Y'all need to look into the Bucks for tampering.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, Joe, before we get back to it, I got to read you. We were talking a little bit about this here.
It's good on a Friday. What do you have
for
me?
Good question here.
Yes.
And the guy says, I'm going to need you to put Joe's feet to the fire here. He wanted to get rid of Jimmy Butler for quitting on the team, but he wants to keep Tyreek when he also quit during a game. Make that make sense. What say you, Joe?
It's a great question, by the way, and it's more than fair because I'm equally down on both human beings. So I would start with, and I'm really bothered by a lot of Tyreek because he still hasn't come out after the team. It's how embarrassing they call him, and I want to say this before I get to answer your question. The Tyreek thing, so they call him in, right? GM calls him in. Head coach, I don't know if they do it together separately and said, hey, man, this is not acceptable. What just happened? We're not talking about your comments. We're talking about you went out of the game, man. You just, you took yourself out. You quit. Was an injury. I mean, you could have, by the way, if you were smart, you could have just said, I got an injury and I can't play in this game. But he didn't do that. So he said, hey, man, you can't do that. That can't happen. Your teammates are all out there. Yes, he quit. He 100% quit. And if you want to be here, you would think he would apologize to the team. Maybe he will when he comes back. Teron Armstead was talking about that. Or maybe he doesn't because he didn't apologize to those guys. Didn't they ask Chris Greer, like, hey, you know? And they go, hey, did he apologize? He goes, no, he listened, but he, you know, he's got his own deal. Now he's come out since and get me some dogs and all this stuff. I just think it's a different situation, and we've given him a lot of money, and they're stuck with him. They're stuck with him. I don't know how the trade thing, but you can't trade him. He's still clearly – he's clearly your second-best offensive player right now, if you're with me on this, with Devon Achane right there, the two of them. And maybe you're tied in, but he's up there. Jimmy's went to a different level, man. And quitting in a game, it's bad. You know, it bothers a lot of my former teammates and all really down on him too. But the Jimmy thing of a zillion ways and lack of effort to being told and walking out and saying I'm not playing because I'm not starting, it to me is just a different level that couldn't be fixed because it was strictly over money, which. You said you were fine, but they're close. And if I am a bit of a phony on this.
Well, why don't you just be honest, right? I mean, Tyreek Hill, you need him to win.
We do.
And you don't think Jimmy Butler has it anymore.
That's part of it.
That's about how good they are.
But
that's how it works, right?
Hey, listen, man, part of this is Jaylen Waddle is, we haven't gotten the best out of Jaylen Waddle, or is that the best he has?
Well, he's not a number one. Well, right, I know everyone like was saying that. Yeah, I did.
I thought he was, and
you think if they put him against the best corners the other teams have, that he would be a real number one?
Well,
I don't think so.
I think they'd all be better if we got this offensive line thing taken.
I also think he's got a durability issue.
I again, the offensive line will help both those guys get back to their numbers. But by the way, that's a great question for people to think that I'm being the thing with Jimmy. I wish Jimmy, hey, first of all, if Tyreek, all these guys that are talking all this trash, just say, hey, because they were asking him out in Golden State, why'd you leave that situation? Why didn't it work out? Just say the money. Just say. I know it's a bad look for you, but just say the money. Instead of kind of insinuate it was the way you were treated by Pat Riley, why don't you just come out and say it was about the money? Say it. Or you felt like it was too much Tyler and Bam and you didn't like being a third wheel. I say whatever it was. And this Tyreek stuff of going out, it's still, he does it again. What's it going, that Twitch thing, Woody?
Like streaming a video game or something he's doing.
Get me some damn dogs. I have a right to be frustrated. It's off season, man. They're paying you a lot to be the leader and lead. And if you want out, tell them you want out. Be a friggin' man and go in and tell him, I want out of here. I thought about it. I don't want to be here. I know you took care of me last year and got me a new 3-year to make sure I was up there with the highest paid, and you paid a lot of it up front. But I want out of here. I'd rather have that. At least Jimmy did that. Give credit for Jimmy. He made it clear once he checked out, he checked out. It wasn't like he might come back. He just wanted to prove a point. No, he his ass won now, and he's out. It worked. By the way, just think about that, too. You can be a complete Richard and get exactly what you want. You can do all those things to Jimmy Butler and get a better deal going to a team on the West Coast, which is a pretty first-class organization. I think on the downside, their championships are long gone. Draymond and Steph and by the way, Clay looked great last night shooting the basketball. Don't know if anybody caught any of that Dallas win last night, but against Boston, they look great. All right, so I don't know, Woody. Am I a little phony about this thing about one over the other? I don't know.
Maybe a little. No, bit. Because I think it's different, right? I mean, they're not comparable necessarily. I don't know that Jimmy has that in him. Like I told you, those guys in San Francisco yesterday, they had me on the radio and they were like, "Can Jimmy take this team to the finals?" And I said, "Well, you know, I don't know. He did it 2 years ago. But he didn't play in the playoffs last year, and he pulled his stunt this year. So I don't know what he has left in the tank." Tyreek, you got to think he's got something left, right?
Tyreek can still play, yes.
And I think you need him.
You got to. Everything he's saying, he doesn't sound like he wants to be here.
Now, with that being said, again, if I would have tried to figure things out with Jimmy Butler, but you know,
what point were you going to do that?
Well, I know it got to a bad point. I understand that.
When you try to fix it, like at what part, at what suspension were you going to try to fix it? He was checked out.
Well, and you're right about the difference. You know that they have taken care of Tyreek Hill financially. Did they? I think they kind of took care of Jimmy too, but he didn't see it that way.
No, so. He didn't. He was looking to get one last big payday, and he knows this is going to be it. And I'm not saying he can't stay around and play, but the money will start to head south. My God, the money they're making. But it's incredible. It really is. And the NBA guys have been talking about this on the podcast. You can be such a malcontent and do all these things. Jimmy just wrote the new book on this is how you get out of town before trade deadline.
That league's got some problems with that stuff, man.
But he got taken care of. He got rewarded.
Yes, he did. He got everything he wanted.
They go, all right, we'll give you another 100 work after this year for 2 years.
Sure, there are a bunch of kids in high school and college, and they just saw what Jimmy did, and they think to themselves, huh, that's how you get what you want.
I don't know. Anyway, the Tyreek thing, I'm not overly excited about stuff, and I thought after he cooled off, maybe come back a little bit and send out something on social media. Hey, man, I want to be here. You know, I was frustrated. You understand I was frustrated. But, man, we're going to be fine. And he hadn't done that. Screaming at the get me some dogs to play with. He's just saying a lot of stuff, man. A lot of stuff out there that will be interesting to see. And by the way, how many times can a team talk to him? I talked to him, the GM talked. We had a long talk with Tyreek Hill to let him know. Yeah? What'd he say to you? Well, he listened. He got the okay. Great. I guess nobody apologized. Hey, man, I was wrong. I want to be here. This is where I want to be. And by the way, people love Tyreek Hill. People love Tyreek Hill. They don't even care about all the offseason stuff. They don't care about this latest story out, which, by the way, was trending as one of the top stories yesterday.
How do I say goodbye to what we had?
Ah. The good time. Welcome back, everybody. Hot tag, Vladzin. Thank you to Steven for subbing in for the first hour today.
Yeah, he's going to do that tomorrow as well.
He did a good job.
Good.
He did a good job. Nice job by the Rook. No hazing today for him. He did a good job. He's a rookie, right? Like, hold on, he hasn't been here that long.
Nah, yeah, he's still
been like 6 months?
6 months, six
okay,
months.
Yeah, he's still a rookie.
Yeah. I had to do a hit, so, you know.
Very good. Very good. Well, welcome, Vlad. It's good to have you here as we react to the news of the day. Jimmy Buckets is a Golden State Warrior.
after some weirdness with Kevin Durant yesterday. How does Kevin Durant feel about all this too? Like,
easy. He does. Listen, he didn't want to spin around the block. He didn't want to go back to the X.
I understand that. But just the idea that the Suns were entertaining. He goes, wait, whoa. I thought the plan was to trade Bradley Beal. What are we doing? Like,
he went in there and said, mm-mm.
What do you mean, dude? And then it was like, you know, it seems like there might have been like a Hail Mary moment there for the, you know, it was kind of like one of those Mike McDaniel 30-second touchdown drives. And you're like, maybe we should just take a knee here. And he goes, no, I think we could score from the 10. He goes, it's 90 yards, Mike. There's 30 seconds. We could do it. So there may have been some brief talks, but it doesn't seem like it was going. I actually just this was an interesting thing. Apparently, our Odyssey station in San Fran is saying that technically, this is the funny thing, it technically is a sign and trade, the extension. They had to sign, the Heat signed the extension with Jimmy Butler and then are flipping him to the Warriors. So I think that's why it's not official yet. That's according to Tim Kawakami from the San Francisco Standard. And he does, he hosts out there in the Bay Area on our Odyssey station out there. But that's hilarious. Jimmy's like, yeah, that's right. I got my extension from you guys. See ya. We're at number 10, by the way.
Who wore 22 there?
Wiggins,
right?
Wiggins. But Jimmy
switched 22s.
Jimmy switches his number when he leaves. He doesn't keep numbers. He always switches up.
I wore 33 my whole life, everywhere I went, till I got to Minnesota.
You didn't want to pay for it.
No, it wasn't even that. It was never even a consideration when somebody else was wearing it. And I could wear Chuck Foreman's number.
Nunya Buzz says, Tobes, you think Wiggs plays tomorrow, or does he need physicals and get him Monday by the Boston, by the game versus Boston? I don't know. I can pretend like I know. I'm not really sure.
What do you think this trade is? 60 cents to the dollar?
For Butler?
Yeah.
65?
I think it's what you have to figure out. And here's was my whole issue from the get-go. Based on how Jimmy handled the situation, you could have got 100%. But with Jimmy's antics, there's a bunch of people that probably backed away and say, I don't want this, right? So he, in effect, made his trade value 65, 70 cents on the dollar.
I think it's a little higher than that just because.
I think it's higher than that because Andrew Wiggins isn't a bum.
Yeah, I think it's more like 80 cents on the dollar. Like, you're obviously not getting the better player, Vlad, so I don't want to act like it's even for even. Jimmy at his peak is obviously, you know, the dude. But also, you consider he's going to get now an extension into his late 30s, and the Heat did get a pick, which I it's a little foreign to me. They never get picks. I don't even know what that – like, I don't know what to do with my hands. I'm like, oh, we got picks? Well, that never happens. I'm like, when is the last time they got a pick in a trade? I can't think of it. I can think of all the picks they've sent out for LeBron, Bosh, Goron, Jimmy, Terry Rozier. I can think of all those picks. I can't remember the last time they got a pick. So I think it was like eight. I want to say 80 because I feel like it's an 80 grade. I feel like it's a slight B. That's the trade to me.
It's a B,
slight B, like a borderline B.
So it's like a C plus.
Nope. It's better
B
than
minus?
A C plus.
It's a B minus?
No, it's I don't believe in B minus as C pluses. A, B, C, it's a B. It's a low B. But it's a B.
It's like an 80.
It's an 80. It's an 80.
It's right on, like,
it's right
exactly
on the line.
Exactly an 80.
Right on the line.
Okay.
Right on the line. Because they got a guy, not too expensive, perfect fit. That's exactly what they need. For whatever the hell this team's going to do, probably be like 3 games over .500, and getting the asset, I think, is huge. PJ Tucker, I don't give any grade. That's basically like writing.
I'm upset with him, PJ.
That's like writing your name on the SAT.
He's taking over. Now he's the number one sneaker guy. I thought I was making my way as being the number one. Now here comes PJ Tucker coming back.
I think, but he's not going to do anything. I mean, him and Kevin Love are literally going to be on the bench together making fire memes on Instagram. Like, that's what they're going to do.
All right.
Heckling people.
So, since this is the first time I've seen you, both, welcome back from Vegas. Seemed like you guys had a great time.
We did have a great time.
Leroy, by the way, seeing yourself on the screen was the best thing ever. When they showed your sports reporter.
Hey! Look!
And this one,
and he was
bringing all the attention
man,
to you.
My hype man with me.
Bringing like, all like, the attention to you.
No,
champ.
No, dude.
But you are the big whale guy.
Yep.
Many whales seem like they've been docked.
Yep.
In their bays. One big Slovenian whale, and it looks like he's going to be docked in L.A. for a minute.
Which, by the way, I'm glad you mentioned Luka. Because they showed video of him yesterday working out. I think he's making his debut on Saturday.
He doesn't look fat.
He doesn't look fat at all. Like, at all. He looks terrific. I'm like, I'm going to tell you something right now. That Nico Harrison, he's going to need to answer for his crimes.
He's got Murgandis. He's got Grandis. Cojones, papo. Like, he's really doing.
It all started with the beer incident.
Yep. Okay, listen. I get what Michael Finley was. You don't want to, while you're talking to reporters, look like you're drinking the beer. So it wasn't like the weight issue type of thing. It was just the optic of it.
You don't take a man's beer.
But you really don't take a man's beer.
You don't
beer.
Take a man's beer.
He just won the Western Conference final.
So if they win the championship, should you go around taking champagne from everybody?
No, you shouldn't.
Right. But they just won the The Western Conference.
They just won the West.
Right, so you shouldn't take the beer. Like, it made no sense. It made no sense, but people are going to look for anything. And I always say this.
Nobody
Leroy.
Wouldn't have said nothing to adults drinking after winning the Western Conference.
You do understand he's averaging 39-8.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be
should have left him alone. I don't
be fat.
I really don't understand it. It's crazy to me.
What happens if
you know and we know on Saturday he's going to drop like 45 points.
Oh, you know February 25th he's going to drop like a 50 on the Mavericks.
I think it was the Suns game and they're picking up the Lakers game on Saturday.
Yes, the Lakers game against the Pacers is now going to be an ESPN game at 4 p.m. Eastern. To see Luka's debut.
We got a weekend now.
And then the end of month, the Lakers play the Mavs. So, but back to the thing. Back to your big whale hunting.
Yep.
The Aaron's in San Antonio and love San Antonio.
Yep.
Luka's in L.A.
For now.
He's in L.A.
For now.
People don't like leaving L.A. I don't know what it is, right?
It ain't the Clippers we're talking about. We're talking about the Lakers.
For now. He didn't have a choice in that matter.
He said, "Oh, look, I got the ocean." Like
nobody likes the Pacific Ocean, but the Atlantic Ocean, dude.
You've never been to both oceans. You'll take the Pacific over the Atlantic.
The Atlantic is the more superior ocean. More islands to go to.
Listen, okay.
Slovenians love Miami. I mean,
it's the only whale
giant island off the west coast of California.
So it's the big whale. You have to hope that the Minnesota Timberwolves continue to fall. Because
that's the guy.
That's the whale. That's the whale you always wanted, but that's the whale that might be available in 2026.
Hold on. Let's see. Oh, PJ Tucker.
Waived.
He has been traded to the Toronto Raptors.
At least he goes back to a team he's played for. Wait, why is Toronto grabbing all these people?
Because they're getting expiring contracts.
No, but I guess Brandon Ingram, PJ Tucker.
This is crazy.
This is Leroy. When's the last time the Super Bowl was hardly ever talked about during Super Bowl week?
I know.
Born.
I know. Trade deadline.
We'll enjoy the game.
That's what happens. You infiltrate. The NFL infiltrated Christmas, the NBA's Christmas schedule. The NBA said, all right, we're going to infiltrate your Super Bowl. We're going to infiltrate your Super Bowl.
Deservedly so.
All right, so even here's on SportsCenter, they're at the Super Bowl, but all they're talking about is
They're not even going. There was a time people used to get there like that Sunday night, the week before the actual game. Now they're great. They're coming in Wednesday and Thursday. It's like we'll come in and get out. It's like a quick in and out.
I also feel like it used to be like one of these things where like during the Super Bowl week, like people would actually have things to say on Radio Row, and it feels like everybody's just doing commercials now, you know? I know that's the deal. Like, you always go on, oh, you're brought to you by Depends or Bounty or, you know, Tide or whatever. I don't know. Maybe it's oversaturation. But anyway, here's the trade. The Toronto Raptors are trading Davion Mitchell to the Miami Heat.
Good guard.
For PJ Tucker, a second round pick, and cash. So the Heat get Davion Mitchell to add to a little point of attack defense.
Well, that got to mean Terry is
Wave, maybe.
You see, they went big on the defensive side with all these trades.
As they should. As they should.
133 to the Bulls.
As they should, dude. As they should. Wow.
Yeah, you lost to the Bulls B League team, so it was, yeah.
Oh my God, that was so embarrassing. Been a lot of embarrassing ones this year, though.
I heard that you called out your mans.
Who?
You know who.
Spo?
The guy from Portland.
He deserved it. He deserved it. He knows he deserved it.
I love the way you're like sitting on the chair as king.
Bring me somebody who needs to be called out. Eric Spoelstra. Forgot how many timeouts this year, huh?
How much of a relief do you think these guys are feeling right now?
Why you mysteriously start talking like Bane?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. When he went
from Batman.
Eric Spoelstra. You merely adopted losing timeouts.
Point for Tom.
All right, we'll take a break. Miami Heat make another trade. Davion Mitchell coming to the Miami Heat for PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker's got to be like, damn it. Thought I was going to be back in Miami. You can live here.
But wait a minute. It's not like he's gone from bad places. He went from L.A. to Miami to Toronto.
No, he was in Utah for like a hot second.
I
don't know if he showed up. Maybe he showed up for a physical.
I don't think he even went.
But PJ Tucker put like the Undertaker meme on yesterday. He thought he was coming to Miami.
You know what's good?
Tough ship.
You know what's good? To go back to a city you've already played for. It's like you might have a familiar home. You still might have homes.
I think he does live down here. No, I think he still does live down here.
Right, but he played for the Heat and he played for the Raptors already.
PJ Tucker hasn't played basketball in over a year, though. So, like, and he's 40.
I tell you what, Toronto is expensive. Toronto is like Canadian California.
Wow.
Canadian LA?
I got to tell you something. Spo's got to be swaggering a little bit. He goes, I got defense. I got defense.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Ira Windman puts a bow on it. He says, Heat done, because there is the chance, even when the deadline passed at 3, that they're still, you know, shrapnel to figure out. But he says, yeah. The Heat are done. Out. Jimmy Butler, Josh Richardson, 2 second-round picks, and cash. In, Andrew Wiggins, Davion Mitchell, Kyle Anderson, and a top 10 first-round pick from the Warriors.
I like it.
I do, too. I mean, you know, you had to be done with Jimmy Butler. Yeah. Jimmy Butler era is over. You had to be done with it because it was silly. At some point, you don't mind a little bit of drama here and there. But then at some point, it gets silly.
Yeah.
And it was silly. It had gotten silly. They don't need to be dealing with that on a game-by-game basis.
Okay, it got to middle school girl banter. Yep. It got silly.
Check
yes.
box here if you're gonna play tonight, if you're coming to the party. And it's like, okay. It's,
Wiggins can ball. The other two guys, I forgot their last names. I wish I could look them up. And then you get a first round pick. Let's move forward.
By the way, speaking of Funky Buddha, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, very strong calendar of events at the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Sunday, big game. Watch it there. Funky Buddha, exclusive beer release for the big game. two exclusive specialty cocktails. By the way, speaking of Funky Buddha and Ryan Sense, the owner, I am currently leading him in our games battle for $100. He did not have his lucky Wednesday, which he did last week, which vaulted him to a victory over me. I am currently up one game. There is still Octortle left to be played tonight. And then tomorrow, Wordle, Dortle, Quartle, and Octortle. So there are five games left. Anything can happen. But right now, Team Hockman leading one game over Ryan Sense in the games challenge.
I hope I never get to this point in my life.
Also at Funky Buddha, the tap room, they've got 20% off to-go beers and kegs for your own home big game party. That starts tomorrow, Friday. So you can stop by the tap room, 20% off, and that'll go Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Next week, a week from tomorrow, Friday the 14th is Valentine's Day. They're doing a beer pairing dinner, five-course dinner curated by executive chef Jeff Vincent, and paired with a variety of specialty beers, including maple bacon coffee porter, live piano, and just a really fun Valentine's night. Tickets are available at funkybuddha.com. And then the following day, the Holy Grail, the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival, takes place all day on the 15th. No cover, live bands, plenty of beer to drink, and the time of your life. So check out funkybuddha.com for all the details.
Let me tell the beer lovers out there, you wait for the Super Bowl, you wait for Game 7 of the finals, you wait for, you know, the Masters. You Maple Bacon Coffee Porter is that of beer lovers. I'm telling y'all,
right.
You got to go out there on the 15th. It's one of my favorite events all year. If you see me sleeping in the grass, just leave me alone, though. Just let me get some rest. I'll bounce back.
It's a tradition unlike any other.
There we go.
The Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival.
He's approaching the truck. He's double fisting.
Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We're going to hear from Brendan Tobin this hour, who does a very good job breaking down the Jimmy Butler trade and the Jimmy Butler era with us. So let's do headlines to start out the Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Dan Day, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Panthers are in St. Louis to take on the Blues tonight at 8. Spencer Knight will be between the pipes.
All right, very good.
Keep saying the Spencer Knight story is amazing for him to take a year really off is. And playing like he's playing. Yeah.
Yeah, really is.
The Heat, they're on their way to Brooklyn. They're going to be taking on the Nets tomorrow night at 7:30. It is game four of their four-game road trip.
All right, very good. We know we were looking earlier. No Jimmy Butler, I'm guessing, tonight for Golden State, right? I'm going to look this up. Because Lakers play Golden State tonight. But I can't imagine Jimmy Butler's playing.
Just too much red tape, possibly.
Also, I've seen him. He doesn't play very much.
It's more of a Jimmy thing than a league thing.
Based on what I've seen, the guy'll do anything to take a game off.
2-2. I'm good.
So Jimmy, most likely a no-go, maybe? That'd be a great place to start, though, against the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm not.
Actually, the Heat have a great place to start because they're playing the Nets. So, easy win on this transition.
How about this? Is this true? The Nets are working on a buyout to make Ben Simmons a free agent?
Mm-hmm. You talking about not playing?
I mean, I'm seeing that on Bleacher Report, and they attribute it to Shams, but I don't see that from Shams, but. There's been so much news today. That wouldn't surprise me.
Ben Simmons could be arrested for theft with how much money he stole in the NBA.
There was a time, though, when he was considered one of the best players in the league.
Oh, my God. He was so good. I was certain That was the next Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
He could score and pass like and handle the ball at his size like no one you'd seen.
And defend. He was all defense, first team.
Man.
And then.
Then he did what he wanted to do. Started dating the Kardashians.
Mm.
Did he date a Kardashian?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. They throw that little thing at anybody, Hawk. You go hit a couple threes, Hawk. You can run up on them.
If I could run into one of them, look out, world.
Oh, man. Keep that in mind. The NFL Players Union boss, Lloyd Howell, said that, quote unquote, no one wants to play 18 NFL games a season. Of course, the NFL is considering adding that 18th regular season game.
Wes Goldberg from Locked On Heat and Fansided, he says, interesting thing that could happen with Miami's draft picks now, as Barry Jackson points out, if both the Heat and the Warriors miss the playoffs, there's a chance that Miami ends up with two lottery picks in a loaded draft this June.
Hit them, Pat.
I mean, are we rooting for both of them to miss the playoffs then?
Get him, Pat. Get him, Pat. Get him, Pat.
Come on, guys. Come on, guys.
I don't know how many, like, I don't know all the machinations because sometimes you've already traded so many draft picks, but could you then package two lottery picks or something or someone you desire?
You could, or you covet two of these young players and say, hey, we about to reload with the puppies because Bam's not about that old.
Packaging, what if they're both pretty high? You package the two of them together to get up to one to take Cooper Flagg.
Hmm.
I like Cooper Flagg.
Hmm.
Tell you what, man. Are we rooting for them not to make the playoffs now all of a sudden?
Come on, guys.
What's going on here? Come on, guys.
I don't think it's on us. I think it's on Haywood Highsmith.
Why are we starting Pelle Larsen all the time?
Mm. Hey, but Dan, I said it yesterday. I say it again. 18 games make so much sense. Six divisional games, and you play three out of the four other divisions. That's 12 plus 6 equals 18. You have no random games. They're going to 18. It just makes mathematical sense and money sense.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't want to hear from a single fan on Twitter or text or Instagram who's not for 18 games.
Yeah.
Okay? Sick. I don't want to hear, oh, what about player safety? Oh, you're not concerned about it for 17 games? Or all of a sudden you're worried about it for 18 games? Listen, I'm a fan and I like to gamble. I'll take a 162-game NFL season if they want to throw it at me. So I'll let someone else worry about the morality of 17 games, 18 games, 20 games. I don't want to hear from a single person saying, no, don't do 18 games.
Hawk, the hell with you. Science tells you the human body can only take 17 regular season NFL games.
Well, double the roster and trot someone out there for game 42 because I'm putting money on it.
If they go 162 in the NFL, I'll have a job.
I think I might have a job.
Hey, Crowder, how them knees feeling? Yeah, we good, bro.
He's good. Like a smaller Patrick Laird. we call him Patrick Lard.
Hawkman, who's, Kevin Beard.
I don't know. When you look at him, you think to yourself, must be 162-game NFL season.
5'8", Jason Sehorn.
Yeah, he's Jason Sehorn without any kind of musculature, hair, or skills. Huh.
Oh, you can set the edge, though, Hawk. You can set the edge.
Yeah, if Jimmy's on, if Jimmy's coming at me. I'll keep Jimmy off the edge.
Man, that 162nd game is going to be awesome. Couple things going down this weekend. Marlins going to host their Fan Fest Saturday 4-8 at Lone Depot Park. Also, the Hurricanes basketball team, they're at Louisville Saturday at 2. And also, Inter Miami, they're in Honduras. They're going to be playing Olympia Saturday at 8.
Oh. Very cool.
On to weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 866-954 MORE. Today and tomorrow, highs in the high 70s and lows in the mid 60s.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Where do you stand on slice of pizza, meal versus snack?
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Just to clarify something that we were talking about earlier, because I was saying, oh, is Jimmy Butler going to play tonight for Golden State? And we don't know. Ira Winderman has tweeted out an odd Heat injury report for tomorrow because the trade has not cleared the NBA office yet. The team, the Heat, is listing Jimmy Butler and Josh Richardson as out tomorrow due to pending trade. So there's no chance that Jimmy Butler is playing for Golden State tonight because he's still a member of the Miami Heat as we speak right now. So I guess there are a lot of I's to dot and T's to cross and make sure everything is legit. So right now, Jimmy Butler is still a member of the Miami Heat, so you will not see him in the Lakers-Warriors game tonight. So there you go.
Unders. Unders.
unders all season long. Unders all season.
Yes, sir.
Tonight on this radio station, you're going to get Dan Day after us. He'll keep you company for about an hour and a half. And then you'll have Doug Plagans from St. Louis bringing you the Panthers Blues game right here on 560 QAM. Really fun show today. Josh Appel did it again. We'll get some video posted on our YouTube channel, but Josh Appel, today was his final day in New Orleans. He's headed home, but he did it again. He went to a po' boy place near Bourbon Street today and ordered a shrimp po' boy, kind of as Ed Orgeron, and it was as delightful as that sounds. And thank you, by the way, to the texter who came up with that idea in the 2 o'clock hour. That was a quality suggestion. And Tobin's always fun to talk Heat with as well. All right, Crowder, go be safe in New Orleans tonight. Don't get in any trouble. Try to hit some more winners at the roulette wheel. And we'll reconvene for a Super Bowl Friday program tomorrow, the final Football Friday of the season, the official final one. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Panthers, and we will speak with you mañana.
I'm going to go make them say,
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Paff, paff, puss.
Take care, brush your hair.